This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton, and I need some advice from everyone out there who's watching this. I want to know what you're thinking on one of the most important questions of this campaign.
Let me just say, this joke is too easy. And other than what we're going to play here, this is not one of our edit jobs.
Okay?
Thank you.
Very good.
Again.
Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton, and I need some advice from everyone out there who's watching this.
Right.
I want to know what you're thinking on one of the most important questions of this campaign.
Okay.
It's something we've been struggling with, debating, agonizing over for months.
Yep.
So now I'm turning to you, the American people.
Here I am.
Here's the issue.
I'm ready.
What do you think our campaign song should be?
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Yeah.
There are so many great choices. We want and need your help.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Please go to HillaryClinton.com and vote for your favorite choice.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
See what I meant? It's too easy. It's too
I
easy.
Love that
or
song.
Or send us your ideas. Whatever song you choose, though, I make you this solemn and sacred promise.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
I won't sing it in public. Unless I win.
Stinky McStink Face.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them prey on you, Don and Mike.
That was a really like rare bit of humanity right at the end there where she said, unless I win, silly. Her whole tone changed.
Yeah, almost human.
See that thing they put out on YouTube with Bubba? Like doing his 5-minute, you know, look at me, I'm great, I'm doing a video for my wife and...
How are you? Do you want to have me back at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? I know you do. She really won't be the president. I will. Thank you.
Oh, goddamn. You're right, Mike.
Fat bottom girl. I love Queen. Sure do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don's and Mike's.
Yes, Don's and Mike's. Hello.
I speak to Don and Mike.
Yes, you would be speaking to us right now. Where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Okay, go ahead, Bjorn.
What's that?
Bjorn Dumas, go ahead. Or Dumas, I'm Dumas, terribly sorry.
Bjorn Dumas.
Yes, it is you. We're speaking to you right now. Not your brothers, Thor, Ingvar, Lars, or Sven.
Oh, we've had a lot of Swedes calling today, Mike.
It's an amazing amount of Scandinavians calling today.
Go ahead, Bjorn.
It's almost like I'm shopping in IKEA.
Hey, could I be on the strip show?
The strip
Bye!
Show. Only if you play Las Vegas.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
That's Prince.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I want to know what brand of vodka, vanilla vodka you drink, and what do you mix with it? And Mike, I have a question for you.
A follow-up.
Smirnoff. Smirnoff.
Oh, you switched from Pop-Off?
That is the current vanilla vodka I like, Smirnoff.
Do you like Absolute? You ever try Absolute?
It's very good. Absolute's good. Grey Goose is good. I like Smirnoff, and I mix it with my own bodily fluids.
And you like the plastic bottle?
Of course. With a little raspberry or strawberry chaser,
Not for Don.
Not for Don?
No, just bodily fluids.
Okay.
My own bodily fluids.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes number one, sometimes number three. Sometimes, depending on how I'm feeling, I've had a stressful day.
It depends.
Sometimes I have a mudslide.
Ew.
I mean, the drink.
Yeah, mudslide. It's
the
tasty.
The mudslide.
Dead tasty.
For you, Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering, what size big draws do you wear?
What size what?
Big underwear do you wear? Big draws is your new nickname.
Big drawers?
Big drawers.
Big drawers.
Big drawers?
I like that. Drawers.
What?
Big drawers. Big draws.
Big draws?
Yes.
Big draws.
Now, you know,
big draws.
He almost had, did you say big, did you say big balls?
Well, I've recently lost a little bit of weight, and now I'm in a 52 brief.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
And a golf shirt.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yes. I can't pee in public bathrooms.
It's you.
Hi there.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
I just got all nervous when you pulled it out.
What's happening, Stinky McStinkface?
I think we lost
Stinky McStink Face.
Right.
The pressure was simply too much.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
You need to ban Tom Gavin from your show. He was on another bleeding radio station this morning. He makes me sick.
Honey, we cannot control our mongos.
Well, he gets on my nerves. He does the same thing on somebody else's show.
What do you think? We got a collar on Tom? We can't just tie him up to a stick in the backyard.
By the way, something. What are you still doing in the United States? I thought you flew back last week.
Welsh American. Thank you very much.
What's that?
I said I'm a Welsh American. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're a Welsh American.
Honey, don't make any bets with her.
Can I tell you something, honey?
Yeah.
It's a hyphenated America. Afro-American, Mexican-American, Welsh-American.
The hyphen.
The hyphen. You're an American, honey.
All right.
I was born Welsh, now I'm American. I'm French.
What did you say?
Who's our favorite Welshman? Go!
Tom Jones.
Good answer.
Right. Say that again.
Bye.
Gotta go. Gotta go. Toodles.
Oh, I was going to ask her what Tom said on NPR.
Tom Gavin on National Public Radio.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Melinda's gone. Damn.
Lots of tards out there. You know, you and I should be out with our big butterfly net today, driving our white ice cream truck.
I believe that was somebody who was sharing the pain of Melinda's dismissal.
That's right.
Do you remember that great old stereotype that the guys from the Nut House would actually come to your neighborhood like in a white undercover
with an
ice cream truck, and they'd have
it would be one of those white vans, right? Those old elderly white vans,
and they'd have like painter suits on,
right?
And they'd have
caps.
A gigantic net, uh-huh. And you get a nutty guy like a net if you were open mouth bass fishing or whatever.
Yeah, huge net, and
big
then
bass fishing net,
and somehow they'd get you into a straitjacket,
right,
and put you into the back of a like a modified hospital looking paddy wagon.
Yeah, hello.
Are you guys there?
So Donna Mike on. Hello,
how you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to know something. Why are you guys crap on Sacramento so bad?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We love Sacramento. It's our highest.
No, I hate Sacramento. Okay.
Are you from there?
No, I'm from Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Other side of the world.
No, well, it's our highest rated market. We love Sacramento.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I sent a message out to two guys, this guy Tom and Shane. I'm pretty sure they need to move their asses to Sacramento.
See, you're now, are you busting on Sacramento?
I am definitely busting on Sacramento.
Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Oh, no, that's a city we hate.
Oh, well, yeah, murder capital of the world. It's all gravy.
We usually don't mention that. We like to focus on the VD.
We got, STDs, too. It's gonorrhea, syphilis,
Baltimore's just Sacramento with more people.
That's all good. But I was just making one.
It's all good, brother.
Uh-huh. Could you possibly make the...
Bye!
Buzz, do you have that herpes story in your newscast today? Oh, no, I saw that earlier today, but I didn't follow that up.
What is it that herpes can help?
The plague. Yeah. It helps. We were talking the other day, they have the plague in Colorado, and now the great news is that if you have herpes, it'll actually stave off the plague.
I'm watching this on, I don't know what newscast it was. It's a local newscast, so you know it's got to be great information. And the anchor person comes back after this story and says, yeah, there is evidence now, scientific evidence, that herpes can guard against the bubonic plague. Mm-hmm. And they come back from this, and we caution our viewers, though, this is not, it's not something you'd want to do, to go out and contract herpes.
No.
And that's when I looked at the TV and went, thank you.
Duh.
Thank you so very much. Like everyone's going to run out. We got to find that skank down the street.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, it's all good. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Tom, he must have started calling like tons of different radio stations this morning because he was on a few different shows, but the one I heard him on, I didn't want to believe it was him.
And why is it you're taken aback by it? We're not taken aback by it. We're not bothered by it.
He's done that for years.
He ain't our property.
He's not, I think that we've had certain relationships with other regulars on the show that were exclusive, but with Tom, we're unable to enforce
He's
that.
He's a free agent.
When there's a gift like Tom out there, we say to the radio industry, use him.
Please.
He's a piece of clay.
We sure. Mm-hmm.
Use him. Mold him.
You know. Well, he probably was feeling lucid today, so that's why he called all the other shows.
He just wanted to talk to him. He said he'd be like,
"Yeah,
hey, do you remember me? Do you remember who I am?"
Yeah.
And then somebody would say, "Oh, yeah, I remember you."
Thanks for giving us the play-by-play.
Uh-huh. can we please give this guy a name, Mike?
Where are you calling from?
I'm on the road, 95.
There's not a 95 out there, is there? You're not like on the 4.
You're really going to have to open your spectrum of hatred, Mike. Excuse me, that's a harsh word in this new environment. Open your spectrum of
mockery.
Yeah, of disappointment with other
people. Disappointment. That's a great word.
Disappointment.
That's
nice. All right. With other people.
Okay, Gunner.
Gunner.
Gunner Dumas. Thank you for calling in.
From the East Coast, uh-huh. Dumases.
Gunner Dumas to join his brothers Bjorn, Thor, Ingvar, Lars, and Sven.
After all, we have to remember in this new environment, we must treat the audience with reverence.
Right.
Now, I know this because I took the time to get a copy of Man Cow's Foundation for Responsible Radio.
It's about time.
Wonderful.
We're going to spend a second talking about this dickweed, Man Cow. A little background on him.
Please.
Very brief background. My opinion, guy did the type of radio that we do for a long time, was incredibly successful in Chicago, which I consider to be the toughest media market in the world to crack in radio. I mean, if you're not from Chicago,
right,
they don't accept you there.
Right.
He rose to the top and battled a lot of really great radio guys and had great ratings in Chicago, mm-hmm. doing exactly the type of crap that we did on our show back in the day and we do today.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he got fired from the station in Chicago. Nobody else wanted to pick him up.
Right.
And he thought he had to reinvent himself. Mm-hmm. And by reinventing himself, what he wanted to do was say he was going to distance himself from shock radio.
Exactly.
And around the time that the station in Sacramento had the people that one of them died during the contest drinking water to win the Wii video system, he came up with this stupid Bill of Rights that he wanted disc jockeys to sign. Now, what's awful about this is the fact that now he's screaming about this whole Opie and Anthony thing and them being suspended,
right,
that they're liberals and that's
why.
Yeah,
he went on Hannity and Combs and was screaming about them being liberals, which had nothing to do with anything they were doing.
Right. My point about this guy, Man Cow, is that he's the last person that should be screaming about disc jockeys doing what we do, because he, in fact, to this very day, is doing the exact type of radio that he is saying you shouldn't be doing. For instance, we have from his show today.
Yes.
Now, here's what it says in the Man Cow Foundation for Responsible Radio.
Here we go.
What we're asking of you to do is listen. If you hear a show that is humiliating, degrading, or putting their listeners in harm's way, we urge you to report them to the email address below. So he's got on his website.
He's funneling the information.
Yeah.
So he's putting himself in the position of watchdog.
Mm-hmm. We at the FFRR, the Foundation for Responsible Radio,
that he created,
will take the proper action, which will include alerting the local police and the FCC. If these sleazy shows know that we're watching out for each other with thousands of ears, there will be heavy repercussions, and we can turn the radio industry back into what it was meant to be, a medium that's entertaining and serves the public interest.
Neutered.
Let's hear a little bit of his show today.
Please.
This is today's show?
Yes, from a guy who wants to scream
uh-huh.
that we should change the face of radio,
right.
wants to totally divorce himself from the fact that this is a guy that made his living mm-hmm. doing jokes with excrement, making fun of women, doing sex jokes, doing crazy stunts, doing all the same crap that we do.
And this is also a guy who likes to step on the necks of any disc jockeys when they screw up.
Yeah, and we've got a particular bone to pick with this guy now because he's screaming about Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
And his take on this is that they got suspended for a comment that a homeless guy made on their XM show. Mm-hmm. And he's not even talking about if it's right or if it's wrong. He's talking about the fact that he thinks they're liberals.
Yeah, he went on Hannity and Combs and said that.
Off the subject.
So they're liberals, Alan.
You know,
liberals.
So if you've got a guy who's going to be in the position of being one to say, do it this way, we're going to change things. And if he's got on his website a thing saying, if you hear a show that's humiliating, degrading, or putting their listeners in harm's way, blah, 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 sleazy, okay. Let's hear how he treats his call this morning.
Today.
8 o'clock this morning.
Florida Matthew, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. I just want to say, Mad Cow, love you, love your show.
Thanks for listening to us on Man Talk.
But I have a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
I think you are a Republican jerk, and I think it's funny that your wife gets rubbed up by the TSA man because it's the only physical contact that she enjoys.
Well, actually, she doesn't enjoy it, and I'm not a Republican. So you're wrong, and you're wrong, and you're wrong, and you're more wrong. And I could take the easy route like you just did. I could talk about your voice, and it sounds like you need to grow a set, and you sound like you're caught between masculinity and femininity, that you sound like a feminized, right. You know, Pablum puker. Yeah. You sound weak to me. But I'm not going to do that.
Well, you just did it!
Yeah.
Okay.
Point.
You piece of junk.
I'm not going to do that.
Game, set, match.
So that's... God, he's an idiot. You know, really, this guy is not a bright man because what he's doing, it's so damn transparent.
Yeah. If you hear a show that's humiliating, degrading, or putting their listeners in harm's way.
So he thinks because he comes out and says, I'm not going to say, and then he rattles off everything that we all say to callers like that. You think you get a free pass because of that?
I don't want you to think that that's all Man Cow is about. I want to present a fair and balanced picture of this broadcaster.
Thank you.
He does on his show have timely and funny parody songs.
All right, very good.
Like this one that he played this morning.
A long, long time ago, a playmate turned into a hoe. She married an old man for his dough and spent her whole life high. So bye-bye, this time you got too high. Used to be a supermodel, then you tripled in size.
He's playing that today.
Spot to get your hot ass and thighs. Then you had a baby, lost your son, and died.
There he is.
Had a baby, lost your son, and died.
That's the guy that's screaming that other guys should clean up their act.
I mean, what's that? The top of the hypocrite mountain.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. And right away, I mean, credibility destroyed. So we knew it going in, but it's nice to have irrefutable evidence of the fact. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going on these shows to say that he's got this, you know, BS organization that he's touting all over TV.
Oh, Mike, I have news for you. I've just heard this clip.
Yes.
And I feel that the listener in that clip was humiliated and degraded.
Yes.
I am going to turn him in to the FFRR and hope that they alert the local police and the FCC.
Wow. Wow.
Crazy. What a crazy douchebag this guy is.
You know, and I guess this is, this is new for him. This is all within, after that. Did this develop right after that Sacramento thing happened?
Yeah. I mean,
is this when he formulated this idea, this game plan, as it were?
Has nobody else in radio stood up? I'm sure Opie and Anthony have because he's been cutting them apart on national TV, but nobody else in our industry standing up and saying, hey, hold on a second.
Yeah. You incredible hypocrite. You misguided moron. You want to talk about lack of respect for your audience. You think that they're buying this? I mean, are people really buying this when you...
Free speech no longer exists in America. Remember the Democratic Convention in Chicago? You could only protest in a special parking lot.
What the hell's that? What is this one?
By the way, it's not about how much you spit on the griddle at Benihana. It's how far it travels.
Distance, yeah.
Gross. Very important to say that. Man Cow, I love you, love your show, but I won't listen ever again. Your rants against teachers show a lack of intelligence. Do you pay attention to the news? Teachers in schools are being attacked by thug students. They deserve combat pay. I had to get a master's degree, 6 years of expensive education.
Oh my God, this is like listening to paint dry.
Well, so he's taking a little page out of O'Reilly's chapter by claiming to that listener that he's not a Republican.
Yes.
So he's doing that. He's playing that game.
Right.
Yeah, and then he's saying, I'm not going to say this. Then he rattles off everything he wants to say.
Yeah.
And he said it, so that doesn't count.
And then he's got the great song about Anna Nicole.
Then the parody song.
Nice. Jesus. That's just from today's show.
Wow.
Anyway, a man cult. Man Cow, Eric Mueller, hi, this is Pot, and you're black. Uh-huh. Or we can do it the other way around.
Because, right.
You know, Pot and Kettle.
Right. This is Pot and Kettle.
The Pot and...
Calling you black.
Thank you, Mike.
This is Pot and Kettle. It comes from you and me, Pot and Kettle calling him black.
Shut up, Man Cow. Try doing a decent show.
Well, do what you're best at. I mean, really, you know your limitations and know what you are. You are one of us, a dumb disc jockey, all right? Keep it in that in that arena, and you're going to be fine.
Sirius doesn't work on him.
If these sleazy shows know we are watching out for each other with thousands of ears, there will be heavy repercussions for their actions.
Alan, I'll be Fred, you be Ginger. We're going to dance now.
Hey, where'd you come from? What rock did you crawl out from under? As far as I know, you crawled out from the same radio rock as the rest of us.
Sure.
And
he's a creation of that era.
He has not changed his act to go along with his new radio, at least political stance.
Do you think he sits back and he laughs? He says, hey, man, I'll be able to say everything that I want to say. Mm-hmm. And he strangely sounds like another blowhard that we've known for years.
He's been taking notes.
Hey, man.
You know, I don't know what the guy sounded like when he first started in this business, but it'd be very interesting to see who he has been studying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds to me like he's studying the right-wing talkers to see if he can take a bite out of that market.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. What's up?
Yes. This is, I used to live in Chicago. Would occasionally listen to Mad Cow because it's hard to escape him sometimes. But first off, he's a class act because he sent a bag of excrement, I believe, to Howard Stern Studios. That's number one. That's wonderful of him to do that. But he also, I remember when I think the...
No, let's be totally honest. Not to Howard Stern Studios, to Howard Stern's house.
Oh.
But to be fair... Howard played that game with him too.
Howard's pretty good at that.
I don't
game.
Think Howard said anything to his house, but right. I know that there was back
there
and forth.
I don't know how to.
You know, right there. But really, all you got to do is stop it right there and say
right
at,
there. I
at
mean,
at some
that's
point,
it.
The guy sent excrement to Howard Stern. Okay, are you changing the way you do your show? It doesn't sound like it to me. Then shut the frig up.
Yeah, he's always been so two-faced. I mean, he's unbelievable.
Well, you know, the thing is, this is the bottom rung of show business right here. But there is a code. There's a code if you're, you know, if you're making music, if you're making movies, you're making TV shows. You know, you really don't sell out the people that are doing what you're doing. I mean, you really don't do that. You have your great radio wars. That's fine. But to come on and, you know, preach from the mountaintop when other guys happen to get it caught in the ringer, I think that's just that's the lowest form of human being.
You know that old thing there, but for the grace of God go I. Jesus Christ, man, Cal, how lucky are you that you didn't get caught with your teat in the ringer 5 years ago?
Absolutely. And it could happen. Look, we know it every day. It can happen to any of us. It can happen to any of us at any time, especially
Screw
with the climate
off.
We're in right now.
What's your prediction? Is his cleanup radio campaign going to pick up steam? Is he going to be exposed?
Oh, of course not. This has nothing to do with cleaning up radio.
No, I know, but he claims it.
No, but here's why it won't buzz.
Right.
And I say this with all due humility.
Right.
We have an empire compared to what he does. The amount of people that hear us on the radio every day is minuscule compared to the amount of people who hear Rush Limbaugh.
So he's probably not really
a
threat.
The amount of people who hear him
and
as
what
compared
I to
us is even more minuscule.
Right.
And what I wanted to say is this has nothing to do with that. You know, make no mistake about that.
No.
This has everything to do with a calculated career move on the part of this guy.
That's
and
his
it
facade.
It's so transparent.
Yeah.
So I really think, that he comes up with this. It sounds great. Might get him some bookings on national television, but, you know, forget about really doing some good with any of this.
It'll fizzle. It'll fade.
If you got the balls to put out press releases and to go on TV and be a talking head against this type of radio, well, then I would think you wouldn't want to do that type of radio.
Mm-hmm.
You would want to do a different type of show.
You know, it goes beyond hypocrisy. It actually goes into stupidity. It really does. It is so transparent, and he really has very little regard for people that watch television and listen to the radio, because I think the average person, the average person out there, even people from Sacramento, would be able to see right through this.
Wow.
I really believe that.
Wow.
You know, just when you've been one of us. Come on. You know, you can own up to it. You can say, I'm not living that life anymore.
Oh, you can absolutely. And there are guys that do that every day in this business. But the fact that you come on and you step on other guys' necks, I mean, you're stepping on people. Look, we're all in this trying to make a living. That's what it is. That's what it is all about. We're doing our jobs. We're doing them to the best of our ability. And for him to do this it's just low. It's low.
It's awful. So, you know what it says? It's the only way you can get on TV. You know what I mean? If that's the only way, if you're a disc jockey and you're so desperate to get on TV, the only way you can get on TV is to piggyback on somebody else doing something, and you're commenting that what they did was not good while you do something that's 2 degrees away from what they do.
If that much.
Please kiss my ass.
It's really, really unfair that he's done. You know, in this racket, we have so many people that are gunning for us. You know, to have one of somebody from the same club doing it is just it's lower than whale poop.
Not in the club, Mike. Mm-hmm. Jackie might be in the club.
Yeah, in the club. A little worried about the club.
Don't worry about the club.
Yeah. Always hate it, Manco.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Didn't that audio you played, it remind me of Ricky Bobby, how he'd just say, with all due respect, and then he'd completely bash somebody and think it was all right to get away with.
And that is really, has that. Yeah. That's it's called a qualifier. That's what it is. It's a qualifier.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Lord, my lady.
Yes, what's up?
I'm calling from Ocean City here. He's on a local affiliate up here, and he used to be just as bad as you guys, if not worse. Then he comes back with his political spin on it, and he does the same thing. He piggybacked on Ann Coulter for how long, and look how that worked out for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, really? So he was a big fan of Ann Coulter's?
Oh, yeah. He used to talk about her constantly, and then as soon as she got in trouble, he turned on her like a snake.
Faggot. There's Ann Coulter.
There she is.
All right, well, we're learning a lot about Eric Mueller today.
All right, I might regret saying this, but Ann Coulter has more integrity than Mancow.
Wow. I don't think you will regret that, Mike.
I mean, really, what a low life.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys,
you know what you're going to regret? Saying you're not going to watch American Idol.
I don't think so.
Hello, you know.
You know.
You know. Hello, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi there.
I just wanted to bring up, if you want any sort of proof that Mancow is just a self-glorifying ass, like, he actually has his phone screeners make sure to tell everyone before he puts them on air to say, love you, show, first thing.
Well, wow. You know, I wouldn't doubt it. That's a legend on your part. Who knows? I mean, that's petty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But we like petty.
I don't know who would do that. Joe, are you start yeah. doing that, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. That's a good idea.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Start doing that.
Gotcha.
Start doing that right away.
That'll be happening right away.
That's a good idea. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.